Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The CHP reports that a traffic collision between a bicyclist and a vehicle resulted in an injury yesterday morning. Approximately 7:45 a.m., 45-year-old Kirsten Jennings of Eureka was riding northbound on the east shoulder of Highway 101 just south of 11th Street overpass in Arcata when a vehicle driven by Timothy Rice was exiting the highway at the 14th Street exit. Jennings continued heading north on 101 and turned her bicycle into the path of Rice's vehicle. The impact threw Jennings from her bike, and despite wearing a helmet, she still suffered head injuries and was transported to the hospital. Rice was uninjured, and impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. A truck driver from Oregon had his load shift on him while traveling southbound on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon, and it resulted in the truck rolling into the northbound lane and overturning. The driver, 55-year-old Desi Garcia of Roseburg, Oregon, was not hurt in the crash, and investigation into the cause has begun. The truck began leaking diesel after it overturned, and the northbound lane had to be closed for cleanup. The Environmental Protection Information Center, EPIC, has been awarded $3.5 million as a result of a lawsuit against Pacific Lumber, and yesterday the state Senate passed Senate Bill 730 that authorizes the payment to EPIC. The bill required a two-thirds majority to pass, and it received the necessary support despite Republican opposition. The payout, negotiated by the Attorney General's office, is for lawyers who represented EPIC in a lawsuit against Pacific Lumber that was first filed in 1999. In 2008, the state Supreme Court ruled that the timber management plan and resulting permits to Pacific Lumber were inadequate for the protection of forests, including old-growth stands and watersheds, and violated state law. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. The Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods will hold a special meeting Monday, 2 p.m., to discuss redistricting, but also in closed session to discuss the hiring of a new president. Last week, the final three candidates, Dr. Upal Goswami, Catherine Lehner, and Dr. Patrick Schmidt, all appeared at public forums, outlining their case for the job. Between now and Monday, the board will accept public feedback about hiring of the new president, and those comments will be taken into consideration in the final decision. You can email, fax, or hand deliver your comments to the Human Resources Department, and there is also a web-based format on the Redwoods website where you can send in comments electronically. For more information, please contact the Human Resources Department. More KINS News. It's after this.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, Superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Assemblymember Wesley Chesbro has introduced a bill, it's AB 1863, to reimburse Mendocino County for the costs associated with the manhunt of the murderer who killed Fort Bragg Councilman Jerry Mello last year. Mendocino County was forced to expend significant resources in its attempt to track down Aaron Bassler, an outdoorsman who eluded law enforcement for several weeks following the killing. The bill would reimburse Mendocino County for the cost and expense of the Housing Mutual Aid law enforcement officers who assisted in the 36-day manhunt, much of it on the state lands. The bill would also establish reimbursement procedures for future incidents, particularly those handled by smaller rural departments. The State Wildlife Conservation Board has approved a $650,000 grant to the Arcata Community Forest. The grant will pay for 22 acres of forest near Fickle Hill Road and will be added to the Arcata Community Forest. It was previously a working forest. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.